Dover schools are seeking an Operation Levy. Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news. Voters will make a decision on November 6th for daily operating funding for the Dover School District. Issue 3 is for 5 years at 8.9 mils and would generate about $3.3 million for day-to-day expenses for all the buildings within the district. Superintendent Carla Burney explains that the additional levy is to preserve programs and educational supplies and curriculum for Dover students.
Continue to provide activities and athletics to keep our class sizes small and the salary and benefits of our staff members. It pays the utility bills for buses, for capital improvements on our buildings.
She stresses that the bond issue passed for the new high school cannot be used for daily expenses and is separate from operating funds. Dover's last operating levy was approved by voters in 2008 and was initially set to last for 5 years.
We have actually stretched that money for 10 years, and so the 8.9 mils is what we would need looking forward to fund the school district for the next 5 years.
Polling locations open Tuesday at 6:30 a.m. and once they close at 7:30 p.m. Listen to WTUZ for results of issues and candidates in the general election. Information from a crime lab has led to the arrest of a suspect in a robbery from earlier this year. Coshocton County Sheriff's deputies were notified on August 11th of the theft at the Estego carryout when a man fired a shot into the store. Friday, the sheriff's office received information from the BCI crime lab that resulted in a male suspect to be arrested. His name is not being released until formal charges are filed. A 19-year-old from New Philadelphia will spend time in a program for two separate court cases. Kylan Herzig was charged with receiving stolen property in August of 2017 and was charged with aggravated trafficking and possession of drugs in February of 2018. Tuscarawas County Assistant Prosecutor Mike Ernest says that the property charge relates to a gun in which police were called out to an alleged domestic situation and located Herzig. When he did not cooperate with officers, they searched him and located the weapon. Herzig received the same sentence for both cases, which was 18 months in the Ohio Department of Rehabilitation and Corrections. But Ernest says that time was reserved and Herzig must complete the program at the Stark Regional Community Correction Center. And in state news, Ohio native and singer-songwriter John Legend has headlined an early voting rally with Democrats in suburban Cincinnati. Legend co-hosted the rally with congressional candidate Aftab Purvial and other Democrats in Norwood on Sunday. Legend addressed the crowd with Purvial, and a marching band led hundreds to the nearby Hamilton County Board of Elections to vote. Purvial is challenging GOP incumbent U.S. Representative Steve Shabbat in Southwest Ohio's 1st District. And in sports news, the Browns lost to the Chiefs 37-21 at First Energy Stadium yesterday. Baker Mayfield threw for 297 yards, a touchdown, and an interception in Greg Williams' debut as Browns interim head coach. And the Steelers lost to the Ravens in Baltimore 23-16. In hockey news, the Columbus Blue Jackets fell in overtime 3-2 in Anaheim to the Ducks last night. Tonight, the Penguins welcome the New Jersey Devils at 7 o'clock. And the Cleveland Cavaliers will attempt to get their second win of the season tonight. They'll have to do so on the road versus the Orlando Magic. Tip time is at 7 o'clock. Your news this morning is brought to you by Anderson Propane, your neighbor working for you. A look at your Z Country forecast is coming up next.
Anderson Propane is dedicated to taking care of your propane needs. Their well-trained staff has a combined total of over 100 years in the business. Customer service is at the heart of everything they do. They are open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday, but has an emergency number 24/7, and you will be connected to one of their friendly propane specialists. There are no delivery or hazmat fees and no fuel surcharge. They are pleased to welcome new customers and are excited for the opportunity to serve you with your propane needs. Anderson Propane announces the opening of their new office in Urecksville at 2406 North Water Street Extension. If you have any questions or would like to know how you can become a part of their propane family, call them at 888-596-5153 or their new Urecksville number at 740-229-7389. You can also visit them on Facebook. For best comfort, value, and peace of mind, count on Anderson Propane Services, your neighbor working for for you.
Mostly cloudy today. Leftover showers will be ending early this morning. We'll see a high temperature of 61 degrees. Cloudy tonight and breezy with rain likely after midnight. Possible thunder with low temperature of 53. Tuesday, rain in the morning coming to an end, turning windy with a high temperature Tuesday in the lower 60s. Wednesday, breezy with a mix of sun and clouds, cooler, high of 53. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Hexline.
To stay up to date with local news, be sure to find us on Facebook, Twitter, or WTUZ.com. For WTUZ News, I'm Michelle Spring.